Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, you probably are aware we talk a lot about buying and selling gold. And we recommend, of course, obviously the Republic Trading Group, which is a key part of the support of the Republic Broadcasting Network. And the general advice is always to take physical possession, because a lot of these so-called gold brokerages or derivatives are overselling their certificates. They're playing the same game the banks do. They only have as much on hand as they think they may need to produce in a single day's business, and the rest is out there being played with game. There is a concerted effort by the financial system to always downplay gold as a wealth preserver. I don't like to call it an investment, but it's a wealth preserver. Now, all the big banks and governments, they do all their transactions in gold. That paper stuff, that's just for the hoi polloi, for the serfs to fondle and feel like they've actually got something in the world. But there's been talk, you know, gold has been rising in price, and the financial media is saying it's just a bubble. It'll come down again. It's just about you know, keep your stocks, stay in the banks. You don't want to rush off and get that gold because it's in a bubble and so forth and so on. That's not the real world. A member just posted this story over at whatreallyhappened.com. Portugal runs out of gold as citizens forced to sell in order to eat. Apparently, there is such a high demand for gold. You know, people are selling all their jewelry to pay their rent. And there's this one very sad story where this couple just sold their wedding rings to meet the rent for this month. And next month, they'll be homeless. And they're saying the gold stores are empty. Nobody has any more gold left to sell. There's literally a run on gold in Portugal. Now, we know there's a lot of gold floating around in the form of bars that is suspect. Both Germany and China have reported finding gold bars with the hallmarks of Fort Knox on them that are found to actually have tungsten cores. As China starts melting down their gold reserves to make their new global currency, I suspect they'll probably find a few more. So the big question is, all of these gold bars that are supposed to still be down there in Fort Knox, all the gold bars that are in the Federal Reserve, are they really what they purport to be? Because somebody somewhere was finding a lot of gold to dump on the market to keep the price down, but they can't keep that up. And now, as we're seeing in this story in Portugal, everybody's buying up gold. The gold stores have run out. There's no more there to get. We just had down here on Kamehameha Highway, a new pawn shop open up. Well, when you say pawn shop here in Hawaii, it's not like the big pawn shop like if you see Pawn Stars, where they've got everything there and all these really cool things. And I used to love browsing pawn shops. There was one in Los Angeles I used to go to all the time. Out here in Hawaii, a pawn shop is basically another name for a gold scavenging operation, where you walk in and that's all they've got. They're buying gold left and right. They're trying to basically grab it all. And just think for yourself, if gold was not a good place to have your money, why are so many of these storefronts trying to buy it? Why are these TV commercials, send us your old broken jewelry, you don't want that, we'll send you back a few bucks? Why are they in business if getting into gold is not a wise thing to do at this time? If you have gold, hang on to it. If you don't have gold, you might think about buying some. Republic Trading Group and get the physical. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tuff shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tuff shelter and accessories included at turtletuffshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletuffshelters.com. Turtle Tuff Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
I don't know about the rest of you folks, but Texas has been mighty hot recently. Apparently, we're not the only ones feeling the heat. I just heard yet another commercial by an outfit stating that you could buy 3 of their seed banks for less than the price of 1 of ours. Okay, so score 1 for the other guys. But honestly, why would you want 3 of their banks? You're still not going to get the number of varieties or nutritional value that you'll get in just 1 Texas Ready Liberty seed bank. Heck, we could assemble a 20-variety kit with 5,300 seeds, pack it in a tin can, and sell it for $39, too. But we're not interested in pursuing the feel-good market. We only care about providing families with a means to become self-sufficient, and that doesn't happen with 20 varieties of seed. We don't sell water filters, we don't sell keychain flashlights, and we don't sell wishful thinking, either. All we sell are seeds, because that's what we know. Go to the other guys for all your folding shovel needs, but go to TexasReady.net for your seed bank. We trust your family is worth it. That's TexasReady.net.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go back to the phones. Lynn in Washington. Aloha, Lynn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I came across an article this morning about George Soros.
Yes.
Unloading his investments with major financial stocks,
mm-hmm.
and turning around and buying $130 million in gold. So that
yes.
might be a, a little bird in the coal mine, you know?
Yeah, a canary in the coal mine.
Canary,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we're, and I think the corporate media is definitely trying to avoid reporting on these issues. If Soros is doing it, he's not the only one. And I think this story out of Portugal, where there's no more gold for anybody to buy, and as soon as people are selling it, like this couple sold their wedding rings, it just seems to vanish somewhere. And we know that China has been buying a lot of gold. They're importing a lot of gold right now because they're establishing a new global currency that is based on gold.
Don't they encourage their citizens to buy it?
Yeah, China actually does encourage their citizens to buy and own gold, and I think so does India. And you know, they're concerned about, you know, people having some kind of a convertible cushion. But, you know, here in the United States, gold and silver, all icky. And I sometimes wonder if some of these stories about counterfeit silver bars and counterfeit gold is an attempt again by the corporate media to scare investors away from these issues. And I'm not saying there aren't counterfeits out there, you know, but again, you got to know the person that you're dealing with. They've got to have a reputation. You got to know that they're going to be there the next week if you come back with a problem. And if you're going to be doing any kind of sizable investment in gold, you may want to invest in precision scales and just really know what you're supposed to be looking for. If you're actually trading in large gold bars, you might want to think about getting a hospital ultrasound machine. That's one of what really happens, contributions to this whole issue, is because we suggested using a hospital ultrasound to check those bars for tungsten cores without having to physically drill into the bar. And now apparently it's becoming a very, very widespread practice.
Well, it sounds to me like people have got other issues that they want to deal with for new businesses. I was reading, just on a funny note, and I'm going to hang up, where, it's not so funny, but they've got a van of some sort that they go around and do instant DNA tests on people. I think I may have heard that from you, but I...
Yeah, actually,
okay.
You
what
did.
What a world.
We're trying to get them to go up to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, but we'll see what happens with that situation.
It's ingenious. People.
Okay, and anything else?
Thank you. No, but have a great day, Mike. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and have a really good day. Now, maybe it's because I've got this wonderful marriage, but this image of this couple having to sell their wedding rings to pay their rent, and they're still probably going to be homeless in another month anyway, that is just so sad and so tragic. And I know... You know, the marriage is in your heart and in your head. You know, it's not in the jewelry. Still, I mean, I would never sell this wedding ring. And I found this when we were living up in Seattle. And I was up on a ladder fixing a ceiling light fixture. And I looked over on the doorbell, and this ring was just sitting on the top of the doorbell box. And I figure what happened is a prior tenant was working on the light fixture, and because he didn't want to work on the electricity with a ring on his finger, he took his ring off, put it on the doorbell, and then promptly forgot about it. I can imagine he went crazy around the house looking for his wedding ring. I mean, it's not an expensive one, but that's where I got this wedding ring. But it means a lot to me, and I would never sell it. It's not worth all that much anyway, in terms of its gold content. Now, over in Europe again, Finland has joined the list of European nations preparing for the end of the euro and the European Union, and they're being quite open about it. They think the euro is going to collapse, and they are not only preparing for the collapse of the euro, they are vehemently opposed to some kind of a new super financial union to be placed over the entire European Union, a new super bank that will simply take over from the national banks. Now, the European Central Bank is operating like the Federal Reserve, but it's not in control of all the banking system. And as Europe descended into this black hole of unpayable debt, naturally the banker's solution is, we'll make a new super bank, and it will run everything, and all will be well. Which, of course, is nonsense. Take a look at what has happened to the United States of America in the 100 years since the Federal Reserve was created. Don't tell me the banks can run the nation and have it operate correctly. How long has the European Union been around, and how long has the European Central Bank been calling the financial shots over there? And now look at what's going on in Europe. It is inescapable. All of this pain and suffering and misery comes from those private central banks. They have to be shut down. And the criminals running them have to be thrown in jail or hung or crucified, as warning to money junkies everywhere that the good times are over. It's time to start dealing with your addiction, or we will deal with it for you. Over in Greece, of course, as their nation grinds to an absolute halt because of all that debt that was run up by Papandreou and Goldman Sachs, nobody's getting paid. All the government services are shut down. Because of higher taxes and austerity, everything is ground to an absolute halt. And so they've got a huge crime wave going on over there. People are stealing to eat. And what remains of the police, and a lot of them are working without pay, can't deal with it. You know, I understand when somebody who's got kids at home steals a loaf of bread to feed them. I understand that. I don't understand a Bernie Madoff who's already richer than he could ever spend in one lifetime, and he still has that compelling need to go out there and grab another $65 billion from his investors. I don't understand that at all. I mean, intellectually, I comprehend it. It's addictive behavior, but I don't understand it, and I can't accept it. But everywhere that the economy is crashing is being hit by crime. As a matter of fact, yesterday, my wife Claire and I stopped by the music store where we normally buy our cables and drumsticks and all of that other paraphernalia. And on walking through the front door, my wife was informed that she had to lock her purse in a locker, and they would give her the key while we were in the store. And it's not a big purse. It's not a big, huge backpack or something like that where you can hide a Fender guitar in it or something like that. It's just a little tiny purse, and they made her put it in the locker and gave her the key. Because apparently the pilfering, even of small items, is now out of control. I think as the system breaks down, as the society breaks down, and we have a population that is just seeing all of our governmental and corporate leaders breaking the law, I think just out of frustration, out of sort of a passive-aggressive behavior pattern, they'll steal little tiny things that they might not even use or might not even want, but it just feels good to just break the rules, especially in a system where the rules are obviously not there to serve the society. So my wife was insulted, and I don't blame her. Same way we're insulted when we have to get felt up to get on an airplane. And my wife's enthusiasm for shopping at that store has waned, to put it delicately. Although, again, being here on Oahu, it's not like we have a lot of options. Yes, we're the only store on the island that sells this. You will put up with our nonsense, and you will like it. Over in Great Britain, somebody did a study, and they determined that the crashing economy in Britain has driven more than 1,000 people to suicide. Apparently, it was in their suicide notes, or they talked to people who knew the person who committed suicide and basically said they were out of money, they were losing their home, their business. They felt trapped. They had no other possible options. The government has turned their back on them, and so they end their lives. You know, but of course, the British courts ruled that that guy who's paralyzed from the neck down, he will stay alive. We will keep him alive, even if he wants to die. Because he's our property. You're not allowed to kill yourselves. You're our property. Now, HSBC, which was caught up in that money laundering scandal, and Credit Suisse, which is dealing with, you know, the IRS over these the tax cheat things, are now basically sacrificing their lower level employees to the United States lawyers, to the investigation. You know, we did nothing wrong. It was this clerk over here acting on their own without our supervision. Take them. Not much loyalty among the money junkies, is there? And there never was. And that's something, if you're a mid-level money junkie, or even if you're not a money junkie, if you're a mid-level employee of a money junkie, do not for a second think they will ever do anything to help or protect you if you get the blame for something they've done. Because that's the way they want it. Interesting story coming out of California. Caltrans, the California Transportation Agency, spent millions of dollars on house repairs on houses they had bought to bulldoze for an extension of the 710 freeway, which was canceled. They bought up the land, they bought the houses on it, and it sat there for 10 years waiting for this extension to the 710 freeway to be built. And during those 10 years, they were paying to keep up the houses. $22 million. If you're going to bulldoze them, go ahead and bulldoze them. So now that's a big ugly stink over there. Classic management. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Speaking of Finland, there is this car. It's an electric car called the Fisker Karma. And it has a $529 million super low-rate green energy loan from the United States paid for by the taxpayers. The cars are actually manufactured in Finland. Ooh, gee, thanks for taking the jobs out of the country for all that taxpayer money. The car carries a manufacturer's suggested retail price starting at $102,000. And apparently, there's a little tiny whoopsie with these cars because they have a tendency to burst into flames spontaneously when they're not even running. And as a matter of fact, we just posted a video to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. This guy drove to the grocery store, turned the car off, went in to get his groceries, came back out. Smoke was pouring out of it. By the time the fire department got there, fully engulfed in flames, $102,000 car. So this company that's manufacturing in Finland is probably going to go out of business real quick, and you will be on the hook for $500 million in another one of these green projects. It's amazing here. Now, over in Missouri, Senator Claire McCaskill, Democrat, I'm sorry. The opponent. I got the name wrong on this. Not Claire McCaskill, but the opponent. And I don't have the name here in the talking point. Shoot, but basically, this Missouri Republican candidate is out there campaigning, apparently, on a call to halt federal school lunch programs. And either you will brown bag it, or they will be happy to have plenty of vending machines on the premises by the major food manufacturers, or maybe even they'll have McDonald's come in and set up a shop right there on the campus. They already do it at colleges, so why not do it at the high schools and grade schools? It's amazing that we have another story on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com about how school districts will sign exclusive contracts with different soft drink manufacturers. So you're a Pepsi school, or you're a Coke school, and they will bring in the machines, and no other competing brands are allowed on the campus. And of course, there's advertising all over the place. And so the vending machine companies, the distributors of the soft drinks, will kick a little bit of the money back to the school administration to cover the budgets. And as we are all well aware, this steady exposure to these sugary drinks, or even worse, the aspartame sweetened alternatives, there are serious health problems. And they're starting very, very, very young. This is modern American education. We're going to teach you how to be a consumer. We're going to teach you how to use a vending machine. That's all you really need to know, that and how to fire an M16. Now, on the heels of the guy who called the other day about this company that claimed to be in possession of an unpaid debt from years and years and years ago, and if they didn't pay up, if he didn't pay up, they were going to send a 1099 to the IRS, or they were going to do all these other things. Apparently, it turns out this has become a major industry. And we have another article that a member put up at the website, How to Beat the Vulture Debt Collectors. And apparently the shortcuts some of these companies are taking, where they basically will go out and they're finding these debts that the banks have already written off. And they buy them up for pennies on the dollar, and they're running it as a lottery. They'll go out and they'll send the letters and they say, we're starting proceedings. And if you refuse, they'll basically drop it, because they know the cost of actually taking you to court is going to be more than the debt is really worth. There's also something you need to understand. Some debts that they're attempting to claim are debts that were already discharged in a bankruptcy. There's also such a thing as a statute of limitations on outstanding debt. If the banks don't collect it within so many years, and you need to check your own state laws on this one, then it's uncollectible. And nobody can call you up and say, you owe all this money from 25 years ago. Doesn't happen. Got a caller on the line, Bill in Texas. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, with all this talk with the economy, my wife has two IRAs, and it'll be like a year and a half before she's eligible to take it out without penalties. And mm-hmm. It's time to buy a new car, and I'm saying, well, take half of it out. And she mentioned it to a friend that got all chewed out, and I just don't think it might not be there in a year and a half or so. And I was
that's entirely possible.
Something I could point at to show her. And then the second part is, I was at a garage sale, and there was a National Geographic, and I thought of you, and I bought it for 50 cents, no big deal. Mm-hmm. And it has a tribute to Kennedy, and then it has all the stuff they were planning to do at the moon before they got there, and I just didn't know if you were interested in me popping that in the mail for you.
I would be very interested in it, and if you go to the What Really Happened website and you look at the little donate button at the top, not the one on the right, that goes to PayPal, but if you if it says donate to What Really Happened up at the very top, if you click it, there's a postal address in there that you can send that to.
And I'll throw in enough money so you can take your wife and you out dinner.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And let me make sure that address is still there. I may have taken it out here, but let me see. And it says donate, and it comes up. Actually, I took it out. Give me till after the show, and I'll put the address back in there. We got to take a break for commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So we're talking about all this debt collection stuff. Now, there's an interesting development over in Great Britain. As you're probably aware, in recent decades here in the United States of America, college education is being sold almost as a fashion accessory. You'll have a degree. You'll be great. You'll make millions of dollars. So borrow money from us and go to school and get a degree in Sanskrit, and you will make millions of dollars as a translator of Sanskrit writings and so forth and so on. Well, obviously, we understand that for certain professions, engineering, medicine, chemistry, any of the science disciplines, have a college degree is necessary and will result in a higher earning over your life. But there's a lot of college degrees that just don't do that. There's a lot of college degrees that really aren't worth very much. They are an indication of somebody who was curious and wanted to learn something, and they learned it and they accomplished it. But as a guaranteed doorway to high earnings, especially in this day and age, it just isn't there. So now there is a proposal in Great Britain to require incoming students to college to be informed of what the actual impact on their earnings will be by the degree they are starting the process to acquire. Okay, apparently people with degrees in history and philosophy are averaging only 35 pounds a year more than people who never went to college. For graduates in mass communication, they're earning an average of 120 pounds a year more than their non-college counterparts. And if you have a degree in the creative arts, you're actually probably going to earn less money over your lifetime than somebody who started work right out of high school. In Great Britain right now, one out of every 10 college graduates is on some form of government assistance to stay alive. And as I mentioned earlier, there's this study that has revealed more than 1,000 people are known to have committed suicide in Great Britain during this recession for purely economic financial reasons. Now, here back in the United States of America, they're starting to again talk about getting rid of the $1 bill, $1 paper note, and they want to replace it with a copper coin. Real copper coin here. When I was a kid, we had real copper coins. They were called pennies. All righty. Let's see. Mark O., I think it's pronounced Bierne, executive director of Goldcorp, is again in the public eye talking about the outlook of gold prices. They're very bullish, despite efforts to keep the prices down, and again stressing the importance of physical possession of the metal instead of a paper certificates. We're seeing some of these gold brokerage firms, basically, once there's a run on the gold, they're gone because they don't actually have the gold in the vault to cover all of the outstanding obligations. They're leveraging the gold. So take physical possession. Now, down in Arizona, as you're probably already aware, Governor Jan Brewer issued an executive order telling state agencies to deny driver's licenses to illegal immigrants who have been granted work permits through President Obama's Deferred Action Program. This little, we're going to process you for months on end and see if we're going to let you stay in the country. By the way, the conclusion of this whole program, I don't know if you noticed this or not, it's past the November election. So Obama has just created huge number of new Democratic voters down there in Arizona. And so now lawyers for migrant rights are screaming that Governor Brewer's order contradicts the current practice in Arizona, which says illegal immigrants can get driver's licenses as long as they've been granted work permits. Now, all of this, of course, is skirting the issue, because you need to remember that key part of the phrase illegal immigrants is that first word, illegal. They're not supposed to be in the country in the first place. There is a legal means for people to come to this country and to be citizens. And for those people who have immigrated legally and gone through the process, welcome. Glad to have you here. But for the illegals who are a burden on the system and are paying no taxes because they don't have a Social Security number, it's unfair to American workers because wages and salaries are being driven down by a surplus of workers and dwindling numbers of jobs. And I think what the United States ought to do is the United States should have exactly the same immigration policy that Mexico does. That would be fair. And I think it's also necessary. You can't just walk into Mexico and get a driver's license and a job. They treat people sneaking across the border very, very severely because they don't want people sneaking across their border. One of them could be a Mossad agent carrying a backpack full of anthrax or something. Same is true coming back the other way. Now, I want to put out a warning here about an obvious propaganda ploy, because as we get closer and closer to the elections, we can count on both political parties and the government as a whole and even the money junkies to try and continually fan up issues for you to feel threatened about or argue pointlessly about back and forth with each other. And I noticed already they're screaming about gay marriage again on the corporate media. There was this group, the NBPP, that has this blatantly racist website. And they're publicly declaring that they want to trigger a nationwide race war in the United States of America. They're forming a military, a militia to mass murder white people. By golly, that is going to make all of those serfs forget about the economy. Now, we have seen this before because this NBPP has all the hallmarks of an FBI COINTELPRO operation, creating fake villains and a fake threat to flames of racism to make the American people feel scared. Save us from the bad people, oh FBI. Remember the Black Panther coloring book? The lid on that was blown during the 1970s hearings into COINTELPRO, where the FBI distributed a coloring book supposedly being given to the black children in the ghettos with pictures of black people killing white people, of black people killing the police officers, in order to terrorize the white people to no longer listening to the civil rights movement leaders, who, among other things the White House did not like, were starting to point out the fact that the American system of draft in Vietnam was putting the black kids up on the front lines where they were getting killed, and the white kids were basically back in the rear echelon areas. If they were on the front lines, they were more often than not officers. And this is the way the divide and conquer strategy continues to work. Get the blacks arguing with the whites. Get the gays arguing with the straights. Get the men arguing with the women. Keep us divided and fighting with each other instead of realizing we, the American people, are one people with one common enemy, the money junkies. They don't want you thinking about that between now and November. They want you in high dudgeon over the gays and the abortion and the blacks and the whites and all the rest of the stuff. It's a great deal of noise signifying nothing. And this NBPP, they're a fraud. They're a propaganda operation. Now, we've been hearing these stories about all of these government agencies that are buying up ammunition. And now, apparently, the Department of Homeland Security has redacted their purchase of the ammunition. They don't want you to know they're buying bullets left and right. And to add to the, I mean, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the Department of Homeland Security is now starting to break up their purchases of ammunition. And they're buying another 33 million rounds of .223 ammunition. That's for M16s. And they're buying it through the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Now, how many of you have ever heard of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency? Because they're buying ammunition. The National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. They're buying bullets. The U.S. government is getting prepared to fight the wrong revolution, the last revolution. Meanwhile, over in Colorado, where they've had some of those horrific gun crimes, Columbine and more recently some other issues there, apparently the University of Colorado at Boulder and the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs are allowing students to have legally owned firearms on the campus. That's good. The crazy is going to say, I don't want to go to that campus. Then these two universities announced they're segregating on-campus students age 21 and over who have valid concealed weapons carry permits into their own separate residential area, which means the crazies now know that they can go over to the other residential area and be guaranteed nobody has the means to protect themselves there. That was a really stupid move to make that public. They've just hung, you know, shooting gallery signs on top of those residential units where the concealed carry permit people are not allowed to be. Anytime you do that, where you say guns are okay here, but this is a gun-free zone, you're basically saying the gun-free zone is a giant open-air shooting gallery for somebody whose brains have been melted down on antidepressants. And we already know, our educational system, students are being prescribed antidepressants left and right. So, anyway, getting back to more serious things here. Mitt Romney, as you probably remember yesterday, had his wife come out and say, no more tax returns, no more tax returns. You know, you just attack us. You don't really need to know. It's none of your business how we made our money or where it stuck or how much we paid in taxes. You just pay your taxes because that's what you're here for. And apparently, Mitt Romney in an interview today basically was saying that, you know, anybody who's thinking about this tax return thing, they're just small-minded people, only small-minded people are concerned about, you know, the Romney tax returns and whether Romney's been cheating the system all of these years. Well, apparently, according to polls conducted by the Republican Party itself, 63% of voters are concerned with Mitt Romney's tax history and whether he's played by the rules that he so seriously wants to inflict on the rest of us. So basically, it comes down to Mitt Romney just called 63% of everybody listening to this show small-minded. That's a personal insult. You have just been insulted by the presumptive Republican nominee. While up in Washington State, this battle over Ron Paul is not over. The libertarians have gone to court to have Romney taken off the Washington ballot. They have found some technicality. And they're taking him to court as well. And here's the problem. Once it goes to the court, anything can happen. We saw that in Florida in 2000. Now they're in court over this whole thing about Ron Paul's delegates. Apparently there has been a victory where the court said the Republican Party had to follow its own rules. The Republican Party has appealed and then asked for a continuance after the convention as a delaying tactic. So the lawyers are back in there saying, no, we need the court to rule now before the convention starts. And it's going to go back and forth and back and forth. And it's just a huge mess. So on that list of things that we are going to do when we build a new nation on the rotted carcass of the current one, we need a national, standardized, fully auditable, backed up, perfectly tracked election system. I know we can have one. This is the nation to put men on the moon. We have companies that make automated bank teller machines that never lose a penny from one end of the country to the other. I know we can have a reliable election system. And once we have that, all of this court nonsense is going to go away. Everybody's going to play by the same rules. And the rules will include, if you are caught in election fraud, you are out of the campaign and you are barred from public life. Because if you can't manage your own staff, then you are not qualified by default to run a city, a county, a state, the government. We need to make the cost of lies and cheating outweigh the benefits to get this nation back on track. We don't have that with election fraud. We certainly have it on Wall Street. Now, Ryan has done a flip-flop because originally, in fact, two times before, he denied ever applying for economic stimulus money, like he really needs it. Well, yesterday he reversed himself and acknowledged that, yes, he did lobby the government for millions of dollars in economic stimulus money. So Ryan's flip-flopping, which makes him the perfect vice president for Mitt Etch-a-Sketch Romney. Now, the Republicans are talking about Ryan's budget and how he's got a plan to save the economy. But if you look at it very, very closely, it starts out basically saying in order to control deficit spending, they're going to continue doing it for 30 more years. And then there'll be tax cuts, blah, 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 that will somehow fix it and balance the budget around mid-century. That's nonsense. Ryan cannot be prognosticating about anything further than the next 4 years. And this is complete nonsense. He's going into office saying we're going to go on doing what we're doing now, and it will fix itself after I'm out of office. We'll be back after. No, we got one more minute. I'm sorry. All righty, let's see. And yet another exposure. Apparently, New Hampshire Governor or former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu, who is a Mitt Romney supporter, was grilled by CNN's Soledad O'Brien regarding Sununu's assertion that Obama gutted Medicare by taking $717 billion out of it. Apparently, on fact-checking, this is not accurate. And so Sununu was a little upset because he's having to raise on a busted flush on national television. Now we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a phone call. Michael in Florida. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. My friend Bono's Entertainment plays your videos on YouTube all the time. And I know that you speak about the government being evil. And many years ago, I decided to see if I could prove this was so with an actual physical proof that related Now, I'm not a religious person, but related to the James Bible and the pictographs that are on the $1 bill. And one of my discoveries is that there is a perfect depiction of the Skull and Bones that represents the Skull and Bones Society from 1832 on the $1 bill itself. And if the bill is folded, as I state and show people in my videos, it's not deniable that the pictography on the bill itself is an exact depiction of the Skull and Bones Society that represents Yale in the year 1832 and the Skull and Bones Society door number 322. And this,
okay, let me sort of cut in because we're almost at the top of the hour and we have to make way for Claire to come in and join us. In fact, she's already sitting there behind us right now. The I'm not sure evil is the word that I tend to use. Corrupt, certainly. Self-interested, certainly. Money junkies, absolutely. Sociopathic, yes. But in their own mind, they're not evil. The human mind is capable of creating all kinds of strange justifications and rationalizations for what they're doing. And yes, it's hurting somebody somewhere, but really it's in the national interest. It's for the betterment of the entire, and all this stuff going on. And people who are engaged in this kind of self-deception very often will resort to wrapping themselves in religion or mystical symbolism as a way of saying, I don't need to explain what we're doing because there's a higher power driving me, and it's just it's another con game. As far as Skull and Bones, its real name is the Russell Trust. There is absolutely no question it's very much intertwined with America's power politics, certainly with the Central Intelligence Agency. And most people don't understand it was actually founded with drug money, because the Russell family fortune began with opium, which at the time was legal. They weren't breaking the law, but they were growing opium in the United States of America, and they were exporting it around the world, including to China, where opium wasn't supposed to be legal, and the British actually fought a war with China over Britain's right to import opium, which led to the opium den, all of that stereotypical image of the opium den and opium abuse. Skull and Bones basically began on that sort of dark side, because even though opium was legal in the United States, it was looked on as socially inferior. It was certainly held with much lower esteem than one viewed alcohol at the time. So it's always been a very shady organization. I think they're the only fraternity at Yale University that is not subject to any kind of government oversight or audit or review. And, it's just a club for the rich kids to get together and decide how they're going to carve up the planet for themselves after they graduate. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with Claire in just a minute.
Are you against